The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Something else we talked about earlier in our afternoon update, that's what we kick the show off with every day at 4 o'clock, catching you up on all that has happened throughout the day, was the overhaul of Ireland's immigration systems that has been announced and agreed upon at Cabinet today. Niall O'Keefe is with me, Head of International and Migration at the Irish Red Cross. Niall, you're very welcome to the show. Can you explain to us exactly what is proposed, what might change if Ireland does sign up to this EU migration pact?
Okay, well, the government, they made two announcements today. One is about increasing the accommodation in Ireland for the those who are in need of international protection. And the second one, as you just mentioned, is Ireland signing up to the European Union Migration Pact, which is still being finalised, and hopefully, according to the European Union, it will be finalised in the coming weeks. The Migration Pact, there are maybe three or four kind of main pillars to it. One is about management of the border and introducing various measures to manage the border around Europe. The second one is increasing the fast tracking of applications assessment processes. And the third area then is around increasing the grounds for rejection for those who might be applying for asylum. And, you know, the process, the pact has been evolving and through negotiations or whatever over the last few months. And I suppose from our perspective in the Irish Red Cross, we have some concerns around the European Migration Pact. In terms of the accommodation one and the increase, the other announcement about increasing the level of accommodation in Ireland, you know, what they are talking about there is the provision of 14,000 beds by 2028, and there are various stages of getting to that. Some of them have been, you know, these talks, the minister has outlined a process over the next number of months and over the medium term of getting to that stage. And I think overall, and like there's various parts to that then in terms of introducing modular housing, the use of office spaces, which are lying empty and so on. And from our perspective, and we're maybe positive about this announcement, we think it's important that there is greater investment in this area. And it's very positive that the government is rolling out and putting in place increased levels of accommodation for those who are in need of protection in Ireland, and doing it in a way that is responsible. And I hope, we haven't seen the paper, it hasn't been released as far as I'm aware of and so on. So we hope to see the details of that. But, you know, the idea that they are providing further accommodation is positive. The things we would look for then afterwards and want to see more about is the kinds of supports that would be provided along with that. Then.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone listening would suggest that the way things are currently operating is ideal. Yeah. So more accommodation is to be welcomed, less reliance on the tourist industry, for example, though it should be acknowledged. And Pascal Donoghue, the government minister, we had him here a few minutes ago talking about other issues, but he touched on this and he said, listen, we need to be honest with people. In the short term, there's still going to absolutely be a reliance on the tourist industry and other private accommodation, because we can't kind of flick our fingers and create all of this overnight. But in relation to the EU migration pact, now, you said you would have some reservations about Ireland signing up to that. Why? What are the concerns you'd have?
Well, it was about the pact. We have been watching the pact as it has been negotiated over the last 6 months and before. And this has been right across Europe, and this is before the announcement today. And our concerns around it was, I suppose, the first area that, you know, it very much makes the asylum and the international protection thing something of a crisis that there's a need to manage, and putting it at the borders. And so increasing stricter measures at borders is one of the areas. And then introducing at border areas the processes of assessment of applications and so on, which, you know, it's not always the most appropriate place to do that in a safe environment, in a way which provides applicants with all of the full process that they will be in need of. The next part of it, which will be then around, sorry, go ahead.
No. Finish your sentence. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, the next part of it is just around the fast tracking of applications. And this is something which is provided for in the Migration Pact, which allows for People who are arriving who don't have proper documentation or who are coming from other countries or even coming from countries that have might previously been designated as safe countries to be fast-tracked in some way through the process. And, you know, the issues which are there in that is that sometimes, you know, people they can lose their documents as they are arriving. There are issues around when they are arriving and they've been designated as coming from another country. You know, the process isn't as simple as about where exactly they come from. And there's lots of issues which are for the individual and their particular situation. Yeah. So when they are being assessed, we would like to see that they have access to the full legal support that they would be entitled to, that there is an appeals process in place. And we're not sure that detail has been fully elaborated.
On principle, Niall, would you agree with the idea that we should be aligning our rules with the European Union, given we're kind of up to EU levels of inward migration now? This is going to be kind of the defining issue, one of the defining issues, certainly, of our generation. It's not going to come to an end anytime soon with the impacts of climate change and what have you, that we would align with Europe and that we do need a faster process than the one we currently have. You know, set aside some of the issues you have around kind of the processing and where it happens and people without passports, on those kind of principled issues.
Certainly there is a need for a faster process and a more efficient process, and that's down to the adequate funding which needs to be put in place for that, and so both in terms of making sure that all the assessment process is properly resourced and that those who are applying for asylum have access to legal support and so on. In terms of the pan-European part of it, overall it is positive that there is a pan-European approach to this. But the migration pact in its development over the last number of months, some 18 months or so, there are some missed opportunities there that they didn't take in terms of providing safer pathways for protection, those looking for protection. It is seen from a process of we need to close the borders and make it more difficult for people to come in rather than providing pathways and a recognition that people do need asylum, people do need protection, and, you know, let's go to Aberdeen. And to be honest, from our side of it as well, in Ireland and in many parts of Europe, there is a need to have migrants here. And so that could be done in a more progressive and a more managed way.
Let me introduce Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin spokesperson of Foreign Affairs and Defence. Matt, you're welcome to the show. As always, you have reservations about Ireland opting into this, is that right?
Thank you, Kieran. Absolutely. I think it's important to recall that the setting of immigration and asylum rules are a key national competency and a key element of national sovereignty, and it should only be given up when absolutely essential and when it is clear that there is a need in the European framework to have a unified approach. From Sinn Féin's perspective, we believe that the EU's Asylum and Migration Pact is a mixed bag. There are seven distinct regulations that went before Cabinet today. Alongside Denmark, Ireland is the only other country that has actually the opportunity to remain outside of all or some of these measures. And it is our view very strongly that we should be using that ability to opt out, as is our right.
Why? What measures have you an issue with?
Well, to put in context, there are two measures that we think that Ireland should consider opting into, and they refer to one which essentially ensures that people seeking asylum do so in the first country in which they apply. It's important that we sign up to the regulation in order for that to be the case. The second, in respect of checking and vetting in terms of fingerprinting and sharing of data, that makes sense. In all other areas, in the other five regulatory areas, in our view, it is much better and much more efficient for us to establish domestic policies. In some instances, those policies will go beyond EU policies. In other instances, there will be a recognition of...
Like in what area? Give us an example of just of what you have a problem with in terms of the migration pact that doesn't suit Ireland.
Well, in my view, policies are best established nationally. So to give you one example...
No, I get that's kind of a principal point about kind of sovereignty, but in terms of practicalities of the pact...
To give an example of where the new regulations will have an impact, the current EU regulations mean that when an asylum seeker has been in a state for over 12 months, they're entitled to seek employment. The new regulations will reduce that to 9 months. Ireland already has rules in respect of 6 months, so we already go beyond the regulations that will be in place. And there are several other areas in terms of the standards, in terms of the processes. What Sinn Féin want to ensure is that Ireland has an asylum system that is fair, that is efficient and is enforced. On all fronts, by the way, government are currently failing. There is no merit in signing us up to regulations that will actually result in fines potentially for an Irish government, and particularly while we have an Irish government at present that is blatantly failing to actually put in place an asylum process that is working. The evidence of that is in the fact...
Well, I think they announced one today that they hoped would work, but you're saying don't do it.
Well, today essentially was a re-announcement of previous announcements, and I think it is clear to anybody that has been at the coalface of trying to deal with the government in terms of their accommodation plans to date, they will see that this is it's haphazard, it is unplanned, and it is an absolute mess. And that is why we see, in the one instance, asylum seekers sleeping on the streets of our capital city and other towns and cities. And on the other instances, we have seen local communities completely antagonised by the way in which they have been dealt with, which in many respects has been abysmally bad on the part of government. There is no engagement. Yeah. There is no... The only outworking for many communities is that they have lost their local amenities, whether it be a hotel or another business, and they have seen their local services stretched beyond what was already a breaking point, and that's particularly the case for GP and other medical services.
Your criticism of the policy was put to the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, today. Here's what she had to say.
Well, look, it's not a surprise. Sinn Féin has never supported Europe, never supported legislation at a European level, and has never supported our membership of the European Union. But I would ask the question, what's not to benefit from being part of a more efficient system, a system that turns around applications much more quickly, a system which enables us to return people where they already have asylum in another country, a system which enables us to be part of the Eurodac, which highlights and alerts where somebody may have come into the country that is of risk, which helps us to identify child victims of human trafficking, which also helps us to potentially benefit from a solidarity mechanism if we do see an influx of people coming, and also allows us to benefit from financial support, of which there is about 1.9 billion euro that is available through Europe. They're all the benefits of joining. If we don't join, we're on our own, and we're dealing with all of this on our own.
So she describes it a more efficient system, a quicker system and a safer system that you're blinded to because of your anti-EU bias.
Well, I think the minister hasn't even read her own briefing notes in terms of understanding the wide range. We have an opt-out for a reason. And in our view, we should only give up that opt-out. And by the way, we can opt in at any point in the future. What government have announced is that this government that doesn't have a mandate, in my view, to be making these long-term decisions at this point in time, considering that they're planning on changing the Taoiseach midstream and all the rest of it.
That's how the system works. They're perfectly entitled to change the Taoiseach.
Let's be clear on this.
And governments have to make long-term decisions, even when they only have a year left in office. They can't only make 5-year decisions in year one and 4-year decisions in year two and on and on.
No, but in respect of this issue, what they are doing is adopting to tie the hands of all future governments long before actually regulations will actually be in place. Most of the areas in which the minister talked about, in terms of the efficiency of processing, in terms of the dealing with applications, in terms of returning people to the first state, can already be done. This government are failing in all of those fronts. In respect of the Eurodac, that is one of the regulations that Sinn Féin actually believe we should opt into, because that makes eminent sense that there would be a sharing of information across European states. But it doesn't make any sense that we would be actually restricting ourselves to an EU migration and asylum policy when those policies are, in our view, much better determined at a national level. And just in respect of Sinn Féin's position on Europe, our position has always been that, yes, there needs to be European collaboration on those big issues in which we need to work on. But on those issues that are best dealt with nationally and indeed locally, they are competencies and sovereignties that we should absolutely hold on to. And Sinn Féin will make no apologies for advocating that. In fact, I would be extremely critical of this government and previous governments for allowing big decisions that affect the Irish people to be made behind closed doors in Brussels, where the Irish people have no accountability or transparency.
Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin spokesperson on foreign affairs and defence. Niall O'Keefe, head of international migration at the Red Cross. Gentlemen, thanks a million, both of you, for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.